Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Regular listeners of Pro-Life Perspective have no doubt heard us discuss the work of the Terry Schiavo Life and Hope Network. The Schindler family, Terry's parents, Bob and Mary, and Terry's siblings, Bobby and Suzanne, originally started the organization as the Terry Schindler Schiavo Foundation to raise awareness of Terry's case and their work to save her from a court-ordered death by starvation and dehydration. Tragically, their efforts couldn't save Terry's life from Judge George Greer's 2005 order that removed Terry's feeding tube and led her to painful death less than 2 weeks later. But from tragedy comes triumph. Immediately following Terry's death, the Schindler family resolved that they would do everything they could to help people with severe disabilities like their beloved Terry from facing the same kind of death sentence. In the 6 years following Terry's death, the Terry Schiavo Life and Hope Network has worked tirelessly to save the lives of those most vulnerable, and they have been hugely successful. The team of our Robert Powell Center for Medical Ethics is in regular contact with Bobby and Suzanne, and the Life and Hope Network is regularly assisting the entire Right to Life movement by raising awareness of the insidious nature of so-called medical ethicists who advocate for withholding food and fluids from severely disabled patients. We at National Right to Life are blessed and honored to count the Schindler family as both close personal friends and professional colleagues. And when they succeed in saving another patient, we rejoice in the life saved. We also get excited when the Life and Hope Network is successful in achieving further awareness for our common cause of life. For the past 2 years, the Life and Hope Network has sponsored a concert featuring the likes of the Beach Boys, country music artists Randy Travis and Colin Ray, and at this year's concert, actor and singer John Stamos, who many of you might remember as Uncle Jesse from the ABC series Full House. For all of us who daily work to defend life, the presence of these public figures speaking out on behalf of the medically vulnerable and disabled is heartening, and now we have even more reason to take heart. The Terry Schiavo Life and Hope Network recently announced that Colin Ray has signed on to serve as the organization's national spokesman. In a recent piece at National Review Online, editor Catherine Lopez shed some light on Ray's dedication to the cause. Quote, "The story is a personal one for Ray as much as it is political and cultural. His wife, Connie, suffered a heart attack and stroke when she gave birth early to their son, Jacob. She would remain in a coma for 8 months, and turning off the machines that were keeping her alive was suggested. But Connie would recover after a lot of hard work relearning things such as walking and talking. She would live to be a grandmother." End quote. In the interview with Lopez, Ray remarks, "I know that there are a lot of complex issues involved, but in the case of Terry, she didn't need any extraordinary means. She wasn't on a respirator. She simply needed food and water to stay alive. I think that is one of the saddest chapters in American history." Calling it a chance to weigh in and speak for those who can't speak for themselves, Ray has jumped in with both feet and is ready to help the network educate America about the dangers the medically vulnerable face each day and the deadly courses of treatment being pushed by those who once took an oath to first do no harm. We'll actually be joined by Suzanne Schindler in studio next week to talk about the ongoing work of the Terry Schiavo Life and Hope Network. I hope you'll be able to join us for what I expect to be a wonderful conversation about their life-saving work. In the meantime, you can find out more on our website at prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.